yeah.
Here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses is a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligators down in the swamp, boy. Well, now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist, throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 4 to 5 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat named Doc Millsap and his pretty white Hannah. Well, he raised up a son who could eat up the sweat and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth and called him Amos Moses. Now the folks down south Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. Well, that's all he got left, cause the alligator bit him. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. But now the sheriff caught wind that Amos was in the swamp chopping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp going to get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. You could sure get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 4 to 5 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat named Doc Bill South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, he raised up a son who could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth and called him Amos Moses. Lay down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 4 to 5 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat named Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, he raised up a son who could eat up his weight in groceries. They named him after a man of the cloth and called him Amos Moses.
That was a Jerry Reed, too.
Did someone request Jerry Reed, or was that just me hearing things?